Appendicitis? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm never sure if I say that right.
Oh, really? Have you heard it different ways then? Or?
No, but it's just such a funny word to me.
Yeah, right. That's probably why it's on the list. There was, do you know much about any types of outbreaks that were in this area at any time?
No, not really. We're actually pretty fortunate around here. There was probably almost 20 years ago a hepatitis scare, but we're pretty lucky.
Would that be spread through water then?
Yeah. No, I think it's due to unclean, not washing and stuff and touching food.
Oh, okay.
More like that.
Did you ever hear of diphtheria?
Yes.
At all? Did they ever have that here?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. I don't know for sure. Not in my lifetime.
Okay, so that's an older thing?
Yeah, I would say.
How's that pronounced? How do you pronounce that?
Diphtheria.
Okay. What about something called Rocky Mountain Fever?
I've heard of that also.
Do you know anything about that?
I really don't.
Okay. From what I understand, it's caused by ticks. Is that something about
yeah,
that
Lyme's disease, a lot of things caused by ticks.
Okay. Do you hear of any of that kind of stuff around here?
No, in fact, I don't really hear too much about people, getting ticks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
When somebody gets, you have a hospital up here, and I don't know what all they deal with, but every once in a while somebody might come in after an altercation with some sort of knife or gunshot. What is the infliction called? What is the word for that when you get a knife?
A wound? It's a knife wound or gunshot wound.
Okay. And do you use the term sickly at all?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Not feeling well, not quite up to par.
Okay. Would that be for somebody who is often like that?
Yes.
Think, or,
yes.
Do you think it's used more with children or
older
people?
Older.
Okay. And what is it called? I may have asked you this one. What is it called when you can't hear very well?
Deaf.
Person's deaf.
Mm-hmm. Although the older people will say deaf.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My person down in Trinidad did, yes, a couple days ago. Losing track of it. All right. The only other thing I want to ask you, because I thought it was really interesting what you were talking about after the tape was shut off last time, about the names of towns around here.
Mm-hmm.
If you could talk a little bit about that, like Manassas and Sanford.
Okay. I really don't know a lot about the history.
Mm-hmm.
just I told you that Manasseh was named for the son of Joseph who was sold into Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
The way we spell it now is different from the biblical spelling, but that is the origin of the name.
Okay. Different by the end.
Yes. In the Bible, it's S-S-E-H.
E-H?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And here it's S-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
Sanford was originated after the little town of Ephraim, Ephraim being Manasseh's brother, and it is no longer in existence. Can't even tell there was ever a settlement there.
Right.
I really don't know too much about the origins of the other towns around.
Okay. Was Ephraim Mormon too?
Yes. Well, the Mormon religion per se was not on the earth at the time of Manasseh and Ephraim.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The gospel was, but the organized church was not. So I don't know whether you would say they were, but they were, I would say, definitely God-fearing people. Christians, believing in a higher power.
Okay.
Believing in God.
Right. I was talking about the town up here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about this?
Manasseh. Oh, no. I was talking about Manasseh in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah, Manasseh is 50-50 Mormonism, Catholicism.
Right. And what about Ephraim?